Where was I? Yes, next weekend, the world's largest dog show, Crufts, of course, is going to take place at the NEC in Birmingham. Hundreds of dogs and dog owners and dog lovers descending on the venue for what Crufts themselves describe as the biggest and best celebration of dogs. Quite simple. But what exactly is involved in bringing your dog to Crufts, and how do you get there? What can you expect when you get there? If you've ever watched the coverage of Crufts on TV and thought to yourself, I wouldn't mind doing that, then listen up, because right now in the studio, we've got two proud Irish dog owners who are going to go to Crufts next weekend to compete with their dogs. That's right. Marion Campbell and Neil Lowndes. Do I have that pronunciation of your surname right, Neil?
Lowndes.
Lowndes. Yep. Do you know why I asked that? Because you're nothing to anybody to do with Bob Dylan, are you? No.
No.
Oh, Sarah.
I know.
Okay, well, one of the most important, most famous, iconic rock covers of all time is the Freewheeling Bob Dylan. He's walking down on New York Street. In fact, the current movie Inside Llewyn Davis is all that. Well, that's Sarah Lowndes, who's... forget it. I always call her Lowndes, so it's Lowndes, isn't it?
Lowndes. Yeah,
you leave out the D in the middle.
Silent
kind of thing.
D, yeah.
Oh, right, okay, very good. You learn something new every day about rock and roll. Okay, first of all, tell us about how many dogs you have, what kind of dogs they are. Shall I start with you then, Neil? Go on.
Oh, so we have four dogs at home. We have three collies and one Yorkie. And I compete in agility, obedience and working trials.
Right.
And this year with my collie Billy, we've qualified with our teammate Diana Collie and her collie for the Obedience World Cup at Crufts.
Diana Collie?
Yes.
Sorry, is that somebody's name?
That's my teammate's name, yes. Yes.
Sorry, hold on a second. Sorry, really? Okay, sorry, you threw me there. That's bizarre. Okay, fair enough. Now, just while I'm still with you, I want to say, who have you got with you there now?
So beside me, I have Billy.
It's not Billy Collie.
No, Billy. Yeah.
Okay, that's Billy. What kind of a dog is Billy?
Billy is a working sheepdog. He's 6 years old.
No, I have to look underneath the thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't see the thing
you
in the way.
You can see him.
Hiya, Billy. How you doing? Hello, Billy. Oh, hello, Billy. Yes. Look, he's looking at me. Look, he got up there pretty quick. God, what a beautiful looking dog. What about you, Marion? Who have you got?
I have Emmy. She's a Boston Terrier, and she's entered in the special puppy class at Crufts. She qualified last year at the Ladies Kennel Association show in December in the UK. So she's off to Crufts.
So she's in the what class?
The special puppy.
And the special puppy just means special puppies, I presume?
They're in a range in age from 9 to 18 months.
All right, okay. And there has to be a certain age if they're over a certain age.
Oh, if they're over a certain age, if they're over that age, they're in junior. So there's a classification right up from junior right up to open, which is open to all.
All right, because I see you brought your better half out there, Sean. It's amazing. I haven't seen it for a while. Sean was the one. In fact, we've just moved microphones. That's what you did here for so long, do sound and do everything else in here. So does he look after dogs as well?
Yeah.
Or is it just you?
Oh, no. Sean is part of the team.
All right, Sean. Okay, so you're going to go over next week. What do you expect to happen? I mean, do you just enter and hope for the best? Is that it?
Well, no. We train the dogs to actually perform on the day. So they go to their training classes. So there's 145 of the Boston Terriers entered. So we'd be delighted to win a class at Crufts.
145?
Yeah.
So are you telling me you're up against that many?
Yeah.
All right, I see. And does it get knocked down in the last 16, in the last 8, in the last 4?
Oh, yeah, well, there's classification. There would be there's 14 classes in the breed, and the winner of each class, say, would go forward for the best overall dog and then the best overall bitch.
And have you been there before?
Oh, we have, yeah.
And have you won?
We have.
Have you?
We have,
What'd you win?
We've had the best of breed once, and we've had the best bitch twice and best puppy three times. So yeah, it's been a lucky show for us.
So you're a bit of a veteran of all
well,
this.
Well, no, well, it's just been a lucky show for us. It depends, you know, the dogs have to travel well and perform well.
All right. Have you ever seen the movie Best in Show?
Yes.
Because that's about the only thing I know about these two. It's brilliant.
Yeah, it is, actually.
It's one of the best, because it's the same team of people have made a variety of movies. One about the Oscars, one about a musical show, but the dog show one is fantastic.
It's brilliant, yeah.
It really is funny. Okay, you're not like any of the characters in the movie, are you?
Oh, not at all.
Because there's six different types who go with their dogs to the American one. Is that a specifically American one? Is there a big one? Is there a Crufts in America?
There is. It's the championship, the American Kennel Club Championship. Now, that's in December, so it's finished now.
All right, did you ever go over there?
Just to watch.
Oh, just to watch. Yeah. Really? And you go over and be in the audience watching dogs go through their routines, yeah. All right, fair enough. Okay, Billy it is now. Billy, the dogs have very fancy names usually in Crufts, don't they?
They do. I suppose the show dogs would probably have more fancy names. Billy's name is quite modest. It's Nana's Billy Boy. That would be his show name. And the obedience dogs would tend to have more simple names, really. Nothing too extravagant.
And what about you, Mary? Like Emmy, is that what you said?
Emmy, yeah.
Yeah,
well,
but not really.
Well, her show name is Liz Farnad the Empress. So she's Emmy for short.
Well, what does that mean, that you feel you have to give a name that isn't the name that you would give her at home? She has to have a show name. It's like she has to be a diva for the day, is that it? Really?
Yeah.
And therefore get a diva name.
Well, actually, the first part of her name on every show dog's name is usually the kennel that they come from, so that you can recognise where a dog comes from by the first part of the name. It's called a prefix. So ours is Liz Farner, and then she's the Empress.
All right, yeah, that makes sense. Okay, listen, you both compete in very different sections of Crufts, so the differences. I'll go with you, Marion, first. You're involved in Best of Breed events, while Neil, you compete in Agility and Obedience that you mentioned earlier on. So what does that actually mean, Best of Breed?
Well, there's 145 Boston Terriers entered.
Yeah.
And to get the best of 145, that would be the Best of Breed. It's the best dog and the best bitch compete for Best of Breed. And it would be brilliant to win that.
And did you have a dog as a kid?
Yes.
So you've always had dogs?
Yeah.
And when did you get into it in a serious kind of way, in terms of, like, do they go to, like, you know, special class every Saturday morning kind of thing?
Well, actually, it's every Tuesday night in the National Show Centre.
Is it now?
Yeah, and training classes for the dogs, yeah.
You're not doing the training as such,
really? No.
But would you be able to? Would you be good enough to do that? Like, would you feel qualified to do that?
Yes.
So, but the people who are just, what, expert at it, is that the point?
They are, and, you know, the
training... Like, my point is, like, if you're that good at it, surely the dog would listen to you more than they'd listen to a teacher. What happens at Crufts? Are you going to be out there telling the dog what to do?
Well, it's all about the training of the dogs. It's all about putting the dog into a show situation and socialisation with other people and other dogs.
And how do you do that in terms of... Who's that, Billy?
No, that was Emmy.
Oh, Emmy. How do you do that, though, in terms of, like, practicing? Like, for instance, if Sexton is taking kicks all night long, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, there's nobody there, then he's got to do it in front of 80,000 people at Wembley, right? So what do you do to get your dog ready for Crufts? Do you do it in front of crowds?
Well, the training classes provide that opportunity for us, and the smaller shows. It's all about getting your dog to walk with you and to be presented to a judge.
Right, yeah, exactly.
And,
You
know, if they're used to doing that...
They're not necessarily distracted by the big occasion.
No, not at all. And as long as they travel well...
Yeah, exactly, of course.
That's half the battle, that they
and
travel
And she'll be
well.
Fine going over to Birmingham, yeah?
Oh, she will. They're used to it now.
Now, let's take a look at Billy then. What about you and Billy? I mean, like, little things. Like, can you make your dog kind of bark on demand, for instance?
Well, yes, he could. But that wouldn't be an exercise in obedience.
I don't know, I understand that. Could you make him bark now?
Oh, God.
Instead of snorting. Oh, no!
Yeah.
Well, you just looked at him. Holy sugar. But you just looked at him. Oh, thanks, Billy. But you just looked at him.
Yeah, well, he's been trained. He knows that when I, you know, he's been taught that when I ask him to speak, and good dog, that he would get a reward for that. So
really? Have you got a reward there, do you?
He'll took on that lead now. So, and that would be obviously more exciting outside, but that would be a really exciting, game to him.
Sorry, and what good is tugging on the lead?
Well, because the tug toy, obviously dogs are hunters naturally.
Yeah.
So an exciting tug toy moving would be like prey to them almost. And, you know, he's just been trained almost to really enjoy that tug, so he knows.
Okay, well then, like, what you're not involved in is showing dogs or best of breed competitions.
That's
you're
right.
Talking about what? Agility, obedience, and they're very different, right?
They're very different. So obedience would vary in what the dogs would do, you know, from the beginner classes, and it gets quite advanced. At Crufts you would have exercises like scent discrimination, things that people wouldn't really ever associate with obedience. You would have sit stays. I think it's a 2-minute sit stay at Crufts with all of the dogs in the ring, and the handlers are out of sight, can prove to be quite difficult to train. And then, as I said, the scent discrimination exercise would
Wait a minute, the handlers are out of sight, so therefore
absolutely.
The dog doesn't necessarily know where to take direction.
Well, no, because the sit-stay is all of the dogs go in at the end that have done their individual exercises. So they would do a heel work pattern, a send-away, a retrieve, and then at the end they go in as a group. And they are all given a number around the ring. You prepare your dog to do a sit stay, so your dog knows that he's to sit and he's to stay there, and then you give your last command and you leave the ring out of sight. So the only people that are in the ring would be the judge and the stewards, and it's a simple exercise, but it's a very difficult one, and your dog would just stay there, and that's the.
So Billy does the obstacle course thing as well, right?
Yes, he does. Agility, yeah. So agility is, I suppose, an obstacle course set in a particular way, a bit like show jumping, I suppose, for horses. So you've got jumps, you have tunnels, you have weave poles, and then you have what are called contact equipment. And it's put out in a course, and the handler walks the course at the start as a group, and then really it's the quickest dog around that course with a clear round that wins.
A clear round. I presume like the attention to detail is really what it's all about.
Absolute
precision.
Absolutely. Agility has become more, you know, you've had to be more precise with, you know, I mean, eighth of a second really is what's in it, you know, so it's all about trying to get those tight turns and, you know, get
but
the quickest
like
time.
The cues and the signals that you would give, would they be kind of, I didn't see what you just did there.
Well, they'd be very subtle, but I mean, that's, of course, you wouldn't be that subtle starting off. That's just as your dog becomes more understanding of each cue that you give it. Not necessarily, it's just making sure that your dog understands what it is, you know, you're asking of them, and then it gradually just becomes, as they become more comfortable and their understanding of it grows, you just can become more subtle.
Right, but we're not necessarily talking about what Mary might be talking about in terms of like teaching.
No, they're two
this
very
is
different
like
things.
Telepathy.
Yeah. Well, no, not quite, but I suppose there's a certain amount of anticipation. He knew when I sort of said, you know, Billy, speak, you know, he sort of knew. He just knows that command, and he knows to bark on that command, you know?
Right. But, Mary, when you got married, you got this dog, and you thought, this is a fabulous dog. To what? Like, we can't just have him at home. We have to do something with this boxer. Is that it?
Yeah, well, we started off with a boxer, and we thought that she was the nicest boxer we'd ever seen. And it was only when we brought her to a show that we realised that she actually wasn't. But, you know...
Wait a minute. She actually wasn't what? She actually wasn't great for being best in show.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, she was great,
exactly.
Though.
But she was. She was a lovely dog. But...
Don't make her feel bad, for God's sake.
Yeah, but it's a lovely way to socialise your dog, and it's a nice day out, whether you win or lose.
Right, so in other words, it's a hobby as much as anything else.
That
you brought on so far forward. That you have. Do you have the cups at home? Like, do you have medals, or are they plates, or what are they? Like, the ones you've won.
Oh, yes, we do. They have medals and they have some cups, but it's really all about points when you start off. You know, to get the Green Star dog or the Green Star bitch at a show, you collect points to your Irish championship. And the ideal would be, say, for Emmy here, would be, now she has one championship point, and hopefully if we campaign her this year at enough shows throughout the country, she'll get her 7 points to be an Irish champion. And that's really...
Is that
great.
The way it is? You accumulate over a period of time, yeah. Well, is there such a thing as the biggest prize? Is there one dog that wins all, the dog that rules all? Like, is there one winner of Crufts?
In Crufts, would be, yes, and the same for, I mean, Marion could tell you about the showing.
Could Marion's dog be the number one dog at Crufts, or could your dog be the number one dog at Crufts, or does it go like that?
They're different disciplines.
It's just disciplines and categories, All right, so there's not one dog that says, this is Crufts 2014.
Well, the best in show winner at Crufts would be the winner.
Well, could either of your guys do that?
Well, Emmy could.
Right. I don't know about Billy. Shang Billy.
Oh, no. Well, Billy is a different discipline.
Well,
if he wins at Crufts, that would be a huge achievement.
Right, yeah.
Absolutely.
And you've both been before. Have you been before as well?
Yes. Well, Billy took me to Crufts in what was called the Young Kennel Club. And that was for obedience again, and that was in 2009, I think. And we had to qualify at shows in Northern Ireland, and went, and the finals were held at Crufts, and we were very lucky that we won. And then the year after that, we qualified again, and that was for a higher class. And then the year after that, my other dog took me there again with the YKC for the agility dog.
Okay, but if you're a GAA fan, it's very hard to describe just what it's like to be at Croke Park for the final or whatever. Yeah. Wembley soccer and all the rest of it, and a big, huge boxing match and whatever, and a huge place in Las Vegas and that. I presume you'd say, both of you, that if you haven't been to Crufts, then you don't really know what you're talking about, because it's an amazing thing.
Yeah, Crufts is quite surreal, I suppose, especially for the first time you've ever been there. you know, it's quite overwhelming. I mean, you've thousands of dogs, thousands of people and hundreds of stands. I mean, it's just huge. We really have nothing over here that would compare to it. You know, really, it's televised. And
yeah. And Marion, how many hours a week would you put in? I mean, in terms of just getting this guy ready for, or getting Emmy ready for Crufts?
Well, we would do, say, at least 10 minutes every day. I mean, once you're consistent and the dog is trained to walk with you and to stand for a judge.
Any problem going over to Birmingham? Do you have to sort of acclimatise the dog to Birmingham for a day or two, or is it just...
We'll arrive the day before just to settle
really?
It down and
that's
stay
enough,
quite
is
close.
It?
Yeah, well, it is for the show dogs, and we get home then as quickly as possible afterwards.
OK, I want to ask you finally then just about the relationship that you have with the animals, just the two of you, in terms of, like, you know, is it the same as that of anybody with a normal pet dog, or is it different because you show them and compete with them? I mean, we, for the first time in my life, we have a dog over the last 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 months, right? It's, you know, he's finally gone out of the back garden to do what I want him to do. Jeepers, it took enough time. Not that there was an awful lot of training involved. But, you know, do you have a different relationship, do you think, than just having a pet? Is it a completely different level?
Well, I suppose you'd have a better understanding of their character because, I mean, you're trying to teach them to do really difficult things, I suppose. And you need to know the type of dog they are. You know, are they an outgoing dog? Are they a sensitive dog? And you can only find that out by interacting with them on another level.
So have you had previous billies that didn't work out and you realise this is not going to go any further?
No, because, I mean, if you have a dog that's proving difficult or whatever, I mean, that should be, that's a lesson for you as a dog trainer to sort of learn, well, how do I train this dog? Because every dog, you know, they have huge personalities just like people. Some dogs are very, very sensitive like people. Some dogs are very, very outgoing like people. And you grow very fond of your dog and, you know, training him or her becomes really an obsession and it takes over, you know, going to all family events and...
Yeah, Marion is nodding. Yeah, absolutely. That's
but
just
we have dogs at home that never go to a show. They just don't like it.
Yeah.
But they're still our pets.
Yeah. I mean, I'd rather sit here on the couch. Couldn't
pets.
Be bothered going
yeah,
to clubs.
Exactly.
Take Emmy with you there. All right, well, listen, look, good luck next weekend, folks. And
thank you very much.
Yeah, and I hope
thank
it goes
you.
Very well. Do we have other Irish winners and famous dogs? Any Irish dog
yes,
ever won?
Yes, we have. Well, as I say, Diana Colley is my teammate. We then have Mary Dolan and her dog Bonnie, who will be in the International Agility on the Saturday. So, you know, there, and then obviously loads of show people as well.
A lot of breed people there.
So if we see it on telly, we can cheer you on, or is it just highlights we see?
Well, if you see us on the television, we've really won big.
Indeed. Well, listen, look, congratulations to you both, and good luck at the weekend.
Thank you.
Neil Lowndes, is how I should pronounce it
now.
Yeah, right. Okay, like Sarah on the cover of the Bob Dylan album, and Marion Campbell as well. Thanks so much, Sean, come on yourself. Good to see you again. All right. We'll